The man looked at his wife, and the wife looked at him and said, and he goes, and she said, so Brother Graham said, I was a stranger. I had Noah on at the Red Sea. I had Moses on the ark. He said, I just lost all track of thought just watching this whole conversation play out. So finally, they reached a compromise, and they sat on the back row. And as soon as service was over, they jetted right out. He didn't get a chance to say anything to them. Next Sunday, they came in. And this time, they came in, and they sat down. And after service, Brother Graham walked up to them and just started talking to them. And he said, hey, you probably... You saw us last Sunday? He said, well, you know, kind of hard from my vantage point to miss you. He said, you're probably wondering what we were saying and doing. And he said, well, you know, it kind of did cross my mind. He said, when we got to the church, you're preaching, service is going. And I looked at my wife and I said, this is it. And she said, no, it isn't. We're out of here. He said, no, 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 this is it. He said, no, 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 these people are crazy. We're out of here. He said, we moved from somewhere to St. Louis, and for 2 years they had gone from one church to another. He said, when I was a little boy, my grandmother took me to a church, and I couldn't tell you what kind of church it was. All I knew was I felt something in that church I had never felt anywhere else, and he said, I was on a quest to find it again. And he said, we went from one church to another, and we tried out all these different places, and I didn't feel it anywhere. I couldn't find it anywhere. And he said, when I walked in the back door, we're not talking worship service, we're talking, he's preaching. I walked in the back door, and I looked at my wife, and I said, I found it. This is it. This is what I found when I was just a little boy. This is the presence of God I was looking for since the time I was just a little boy. There's something special about the time the presence of God moves into a service and we encounter not just a church service, but we encounter the presence of Almighty God. Brother Coltharp at our minister's retreat told us a story about a gentleman who had moved on a job transfer up to Chicago area, and they walked into a church of some denomination, and they're in that church, and the gentleman, he found out he was a Christian, and the pastor asked him if he would testify. So he testified about the goodness of God, and he hinted around somehow about the power of the Holy Spirit. At the end of that service, the pastor walked up to him and said, sir, you are not welcome back here anymore. You cannot come back to church. He got on the outside of the church, and there were three families waiting for him on the outside of the church. And they looked at him and they said, sir, we have never met you, but we know you've got the same Holy Ghost we've got. We've been studying it. We've been receiving it. And we want what you have. We want to build a church. They started the First Apostolic Church of Aurora that way. I'm telling you, there's something special about coming together with the people of God where we encounter the presence and the Spirit of God. I feel today like they probably felt in the day of Pentecost when they're up there just praying and seeking after God. And the Spirit of God moved into that house and filled everywhere where they were sitting. That's what I want. I don't just want another service. I don't want liturgy. I don't want a ceremony. I don't want a ritual. I want a move of God where the Spirit of the Lord comes in and ministers to everybody in the house. If that's what you want, please join me standing. Let's come together right now. Let's lift our voices as loud as we can lift them. And let's pray for a move of the Holy Spirit. Our families depend on it. Our church depends on it. Our city and our community depend on it. Oh, we want you, God. We want you, God. We want you, Lord. We want you, Jesus. We want a move of the Spirit. We want you to be able to flow freely and do what you want to do. We want you, God, to have the liberty to do whatever. Whatever you want to do. Where you want to do it. When you want to do it. We want a move of the Spirit. We want a first century church of Acts, Book of Acts, move of the Spirit, where you're able to fill this entire house and fill every soul. Oh Lord, have your way today. We want you, God, more than anything else. We want you, Lord, more than anything else. Oh, we bless your name. Alamokaya. Zialamorayatayo. Hallelujah. I praise you. I bless you. We want to glorify you. We want to reach out and touch you. We want to minister unto you, O Lord, and I know you will minister unto us. We bless your name today. We praise you. We worship. We're so hungry for a move of the Spirit in our families. We're hungry for a move of the Spirit in our young ladies and our young men. We're hungry for a move of the Spirit among our children. We're hungry for a move of the Spirit, oh Lord, in our adults and our marriages. We're hungry for a move of the Spirit in our schools. We're hungry for a move of God in our jobs. We're hungry for a move of God in our communities. We're hungry for a move of your Spirit, Lord, that saves drug dealers and delivers drug addicts. We're hungry for a move of the Spirit that delivers men and women from alcoholism. We're hungry for a move of the Spirit, for a revival that comes, oh Lord. That's what we want. It's what we're praying for. It's what we're searching after. It's what we're living for, a move of God that changes us from the inside out. We want a move of your Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're hungry for a move of your Spirit, oh God, where people are filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, where people are baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of their sins. We're hungry for a move of the Spirit where you fill the altar with people who are empty and you fill them with your Spirit. We're hungry for a move of God where people come repentant to the altar and leave forgiven. We're hungry, oh Lord. It's what we want. Oh, it's what we want. Oh, it's what we want, Lord, where you're able to call our children into ministry, where you're able to get a hold of the hearts of our young people and call them to areas of ministry. We're hungry for a move of God that calls missionaries out of this sanctuary and evangelists and pastors out of this sanctuary. We're hungry for a move of God that binds up the brokenhearted, that mends broken marriages. We're hungry for a move of the Spirit that does everything only you can do. Oh, God, that's what we want. It's what we long for. It's what we need. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, have your way. Oh, thank you, Lord. That brings back backsliders. That brings sons and daughters home. That gets a hold of the hearts of those who have been away from you for a while and brings them back home. That's what we're hungry for, Lord. We're hungry for a move of God that saves our children, that saves our sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters, our husbands and wives. We're hungry for a move of God. Oh. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Jesus, we long for you, God, like a dry and thirsty land where no water is. My soul follows hard after thee, oh God, my soul. Oh, Jesus, we want you more than we want anything else. Help us today to break through. Help us today to break through all of the things that would hold us back and experience a deep move of your Spirit, Lord, just like they experienced on the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts, just like they experienced, oh Lord, I pray, have your way today, God. Oh, we love you. We praise you. We need you. Hallelujah. A move of God that changes us from the inside out. Oh, that's what we want, Lord. That's what we want. That's what we long for. Change us.
Change us from the inside out. Transform us from the inside out, oh God. Oh, kalamaya, tokorabai alamo kolamaya si alamalota. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we long for you. We long for you, Lord. We long for you. We long for you. We long for you. We want you, Jesus. More than anything, more than anyone, we want you, Jesus. We want you, Jesus, more than anything. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Oh, we love you. You said when Zion travails, sons and daughters will be brought forth. We travail today and pray for sons and daughters to be brought forth. We pray for sons and daughters to come back home, but also for sons and daughters to be born in the altar. Spiritual sons and daughters to be born in the altar. For young men and young ladies, O Lord, to give their hearts over to you. For men and women to give their hearts to you, God, I pray. A move of your Spirit that glorifies you. A move of your Spirit that helps us to make disciples. We want a move of your Spirit, Lord. We want a move of your Spirit, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Oh, more of you and less of us, God. Our souls follow hard after you. Our souls follow hard after you, oh God. Like a dry and thirsty land where no water is. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Oh, Jesus, 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 we love you. Oh, we love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. More of you, God, less of us. Help us today, God. If we have to clear the stage, we'll do it. If we have to strip everything else away, we'll do it. We want a pure move of the Spirit, a sovereign move of God that only you can bring about. We love you. We need you. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, faithful are you, God. Faithful are you. You promised, Lord. You promised, Lord, that if we would sow, we would reap if we faint not. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God. Bind us together. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together. Bring us together, Lord. Bring us together. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God. Bring us together, Lord Jesus. Bring us together, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring us together. Bring us together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Bring us together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can be seated. Let me just share with you what I feel like the Lord just laid on my heart. God's been putting this theme on my heart lately of unity.
One reason we built the chapel is so we could come closer together as a church family. When you look at all through the book of Acts, everything that happens, Acts chapter 3, a man who's never walked a day in his life, from birth, lame, God heals him. He jumps up, runs into the temple, leaps and praises God in the temple. And all he was healed. Sidebar, if he has a right to jump and leap in the temple, and all he was healed, those of us who have been redeemed, forgiven, saved, we have as much, if not more, of a right to jump and leap when we come to church. But in Acts chapter 3, he's healed. In Acts chapter 4, the apostles gather together and they pray in an upper room, and the Holy Ghost fills the room so much so that the whole place is shaken. That's not metaphorical. That happened. The place was shaken where they were gathered together. Acts chapter 5, you have the Ananias and Sapphira situation. Go into Acts chapter 6, and then they do us a little reorganization and all of that. Acts chapter 9, Saul, who is the greatest terrorist known to the church at that time, is saved. And God changes him and changes his nature and uses him to plant churches all throughout the New Testament. You get into Acts chapter 10, and Cornelius, a Gentile who probably himself did not feel worthy to hear the gospel, and Peter certainly didn't feel like he was worthy to hear it, but God saved a Gentile. Back to Acts chapter 8, Samaritans, who everybody hated but God, fills them with the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 12, Peter's in prison, the church prays, God sends an angel, rescues Peter out of prison. All throughout the book of Acts, you have these miracles that happen that shake the world, change the world, and all of it starts in Acts chapter 2. And all of that starts, Scripture says, when they were gathered together in one accord and in one place. I mentioned last week, we have everything we could possibly need to change our world. The only thing I feel like we need more than any stuff, more than more lights, more than better audio, more than better video, more than better landscaping, more than a better sanctuary, the only thing we need more than all of that is unity. Our church needs to come together, which is one reason we gathered around the altar last week and we held hands and we prayed one for another. When we come together as the church, God is going to do some things that I believe mirror what he did in the book of Acts. Because we have the same spirit, the same name of Jesus, and certainly the same Jesus within us they had in the book of Acts. So my prayer today is that we would have a unity. When we celebrate Pentecost Sunday in May 20th, our theme is, let's come together. God is knitting something together. He's braiding our faith together, that we're not just a church of people who come and sit in different places, park in different parking lots, and we leave at different times, but we are a church who come together, and God is going to do something in our community. He's going to do something in Worcester. He's going to do something in Loudonville. He's going to do something in Centerburg and in Danville and in Howard and in Utica and Marengo. He's going to do something in Sparta and in Fredericktown. He's going to do something all over this area. When God's church from all of those areas come together in this building and braid our faith together to believe that God is able and willing to do everything we possibly need him to do. If you want to have that kind of unity, and I feel like we need to just continue the prayer request we had from last Sunday. If you want that kind of unity, would you lift your hand? Actually, let's stand. We're just about finished. But lift your hands right now where you're standing. And I want you to pray that God would unify us, that God will bring us together. Jesus' prayer request was, I want all of them to be one. My prayer request today is I want all of us, with all of our differences and diversities, to come together as one to make a difference in glorifying God and making disciples in this city. Would you pray that with me? Let's ask God, unify us, oh God. Bind our hearts together. Oh God, bring us together, I pray. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done for them. I thank you for their testimonies. I thank you for their stories. I thank you, God, for their triumphs. I thank you for all of their wins. I ask you, Lord, bind us together right now through the power of your Spirit. There is one body. There is one Spirit. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Bind us together today, Lord, I pray. Braid our hearts together. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray. God, I ask you to bind us together right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Bind us together, I pray, right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bind us together right now, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bind our students together with our seniors. Bind our couples together with our singles. Oh God, bind us together. Help us not to be disjointed or just segregated by our age groups, but I ask you to bind us together right now. Knit our hearts together, Lord, all together, I pray, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, God, to give us the same care one for another. Help us, Lord, to minister to one another. Help us to bear one another's burdens. Help us to bless one another, to pray for and care for one another, I pray, in the name of Jesus. I thank you this morning, Lord. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bind us together, God. Unify us together, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, bind us together. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe our church fast is ordained by God. I don't go into a fast lightly, just to call one. I feel like the Lord laid on my heart, and some others who talked to me about the same thing at the same time. God is going to bind us together. When they prayed in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 1, they all prayed for 10 days together, and God did that. I believe when we fast for these 21 days together, God is going to do for us what he did for them in the book of Acts. And God is going to change us and change the world around us when we come together. Before you leave, would you pray with somebody? Just reach over, maybe take their hand, put your hand on their shoulder and pray with them. Here's what I really would love to see. I'd love to see our students on the front row praying with our seniors near the back row. I'd love to see couples praying with singles. I'd love to see people who are in their advanced years praying with those who are in their beginning years. I don't want to see our youth group go over here, and our children go over here, and our singles go over here, and our hyphen go over here, and our couples go over here. But I'd like to see all of us together praying with each other. So find somebody you can pray with today that is not in your age group, not in your same season of life, demographics. Find somebody. Students, find a senior. Find a precious senior, an elder. Couples, find a single. Find somebody you can pray with you normally would not pray with. Well, let's pray with somebody right now. Ladies, pray with ladies. Guys, pray with guys. We'll keep that appropriate, but let the age group spans go. Pray with somebody you normally would not pray with. remind you to keep praying for the persons for whom you've been praying yesterday or last week when you were praying in the altar and there was somebody on your left and right. Please keep praying for them. And then from time to time, just call them up and tell them you're praying for them. Text them, let them know you're praying for them. It'll encourage them. Also, just a couple housekeeping things before we go. Yesterday for the reception for Brother Kramer, we went to get some supplies out of the kitchen, and those supplies were missing. I know from time to time people take things home and use them and bring them back, but if you do need to take anything, whether it's tables, chairs, chafing dishes, anything like that, please call the office and ask if first off, it's here. Secondly, if that you could take it so we would know who has it, when they have it, and when we need it, we'll have it to be able to use it. And then the last housekeeping item is the Sunday following, the fair. Sorry to say that in April. We're going to have a special Sunday. We have one service that Sunday because we've been working like rented mules all week long. So we have one service that Sunday in the morning, then the picnic following. So just for unity's sake, we're going to make that Sunday ACC T-shirt Sunday. If you already have one of those red ACC T-shirts, wear it on that Sunday morning. If you don't, and you can dress it up if you want to. You can wear a suit and put a shirt on over top of it. You can dress it up if you like, but we're going to be going out for the picnic later, so that's one of the reasons we're doing that. But if you do not have one of those shirts and would like one, I'll be placing an order this week. Please write down your size, or write down just your name and the size you want on the sign-up sheet that's out on the Welcome Center. That way we can make sure when I place the order, we can get a shirt for you. They're $10 for small to extra large, and then if you need a slightly larger size or a larger size, they're a little more. So if you want a shirt, please sign up on the Welcome Center. We're going to be wearing those on Sunday morning right after the Knox County Fair. Thank you so much for your sensitivity to the Holy Ghost today. Thank you for being willing to just follow the leading of the Spirit and for being here today. Please be back here. We're going to pray together. 5:30 in the prayer room, which is the chapel. Praying together at 5:30, ladies and gentlemen, in the prayer room. And we're going to listen to the Word of God through Brother Kyler Dolan tonight in service. I'm excited to hear. Amen. Amen. Well, it's been brought my attention. We have a couple of birthdays, so I'm just going to mention those real quick. Sister Cabrera had a birthday yesterday, and Sister Alicia Whited has a birthday today. So happy birthday, ladies. Happy birthday. God bless you. Thank you for being here. We'll see you tonight, 5:30 in the prayer room.